A major figure in Latina history has gone unnoticed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Cynthia Orozco, professor of history and humanities at Eastern New Mexico University Ruidoso, examines an important life few have heard of.
Until recently, few ever heard of Adelis Las Vento, one of the most important Latinas in the 20th century. Living along the U.S.-Mexico border of the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, this major activist lived from 1901 to 1998, a time when Jim Crow, patriarchal politics, and Mexican-American civil rights machismo reigned. She was born poor but saw the richness and value of the Mexican descent community, which suffered racial segregation, little representation in the Texas legislature, and low wages in agribusiness. Las Vento was an extraordinary woman who fought these ills for 7 decades. She was active in 2 major social movements, the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement from 1920 to the early 60s, and then the Chicano Movement from 1963 to 1978. The first movement fought against separate Mexican schools and the poll tax. The Chicano Movement stressed ethnic pride, Chicano studies, and the Spanish language. Las Vento wrote letters and op-eds in both Spanish and English to South Texas newspapers. She wrote the presidents of the United States and Mexico, offering them unsolicited advice. She wrote congressmen, state legislators, and local officials. She also penned a book on Alonso Perales, the major founder of LULAC, the oldest Latino civil rights organization. Las Vento had a high school degree and used her intelligence to promote women's right to participate in politics and work outside the home as she did as a jail matron. Though she worked, was married, and had 2 children, she made time to fight injustices.
That was Cynthia Orozco of Eastern New Mexico University Ruidoso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.